In our hyper-connected world, time scarcity has become a modern epidemic. We rush through our days, perpetually behind, constantly feeling that life is passing us by. This isn't just about busy schedules, it's about a fundamental misalignment with time itself. What if the solution isn't managing time better, but transforming your relationship with it entirely? Drawing from ancient Taoist wisdom and modern neuroscience, the art of stopping time offers a revolutionary approach to our universal struggle with time poverty. Unlike typical productivity books that try to squeeze more into your day, this approach invites us to fundamentally change how we experience time itself. Through the concept of time prosperity, we can have enough time for what truly matters without the constant pressure and stress that defines modern existence. This isn't about time management, it's about time mastery. Imagine your life as a garden with limited water resources. You have only enough energy, time, attention, and willpower to nurture a select number of plants. Which ones deserve your precious resources? Most of us try to grow too many plants, spreading ourselves thin until everything wilts. We commit to multiple pursuits without considering our limited capacity, resulting in nothing receiving adequate attention to truly thrive. The life garden concept asks us to make conscious choices about what enters our personal ecosystem. With room for only 5 to 10 significant commitments, you must become the vigilant gatekeeper of your garden, evaluating each opportunity against existing priorities. This isn't about becoming a hermit, it's about alignment. When we fail to define our life garden intentionally, the world fills it with urgent but unimportant demands. Just as gardens need weeding, your life garden needs periodic assessment to remove commitments that no longer serve your purpose. When we align our goals and focus our willpower, we create the conditions for time prosperity to flourish. The life garden is about cultivating a life where your most precious resources flow toward what truly matters. Time is both a measured reality and a subjective experience that shifts with our mental state. Ancient traditions and modern physics both recognize this fluidity, and specific practices can alter our perception of time. Gratitude is a powerful time-altering practice. When we acknowledge what we're thankful for, we interrupt negative thought spirals. Just 10 minutes of daily gratitude practice expands our sense of time's abundance. Nature connection offers another path to timelessness. Immersing ourselves in natural settings, even small urban parks, taps into ancient rhythms that bring us into the present moment, where time expands. The Taoist practice of doing nothing, Wu Wei, challenges our productivity obsession. Sitting still for 10 minutes while asking, "What am I doing right now?" helps access a state of pure being outside time's constraints. Drinking from infinity means accessing the timeless energy of the present moment. Hourly breath breaks help balance doing and being, connecting us to the infinite energy available beyond conventional time. Our physical state profoundly influences our experience of time. When we're tired or stressed, time compresses. When our bodies function optimally, time flows more freely. Prolonged sitting diminishes our life force. After 30 minutes, circulation slows and energy drops, creating a cycle of decreased focus and longer task completion. Combat this by moving throughout the day. Stand during calls, use a standing desk, or move every 25 minutes. Conscious eating activates our parasympathetic nervous system. Take deep breaths before meals, chew thoroughly, and put down utensils between bites. This simple ritual transforms both eating and our relationship with time. Sleep quality shapes our time experience. Create a deceleration ritual. Dim lights, avoid screens, stretch gently to transition into restorative sleep that enhances time abundance. High-intensity interval training, HIIT, creates time rather than consuming it. Brief, intense workouts trigger hormesis, spawning new mitochondria for increased energy. This efficient approach delivers better results while maintaining higher metabolism throughout the day. Technology promised to save time, yet we feel more time-starved than ever. The solution isn't abandoning technology, but using it intentionally. Email exemplifies this paradox by dominating our workday. Implement chunk time, dedicated 30-60-minute blocks in late morning and afternoon for email. During these periods, handle quick responses immediately, flag important messages, and delete unnecessary ones to maintain focus during non-email hours. Our phones are the biggest time trap, with the average person checking 150 times daily. Try a media blackout day without social media, news, or chat apps to break this habit and reveal unconscious phone dependencies. Our phones are the biggest time trap, with the average person checking 150 times daily. Try a media blackout day without social media, news, or chat apps to break this habit and reveal unconscious phone dependencies. Screen blue light disrupts sleep quality. A candlelight evening ritual, dimming lights and avoiding screens, helps signal bedtime to our bodies, improving sleep and time perception. Social media connects us, but often devolves into mindless scrolling. Evaluate whether these platforms truly enhance your life or merely prevent solitude with your thoughts. Our social connections profoundly influence our experience of time prosperity. Time vampires drain our energy through neediness, drama, or constant problems, often creating codependent relationships. Take inventory of your relationships and establish healthy boundaries with those who consistently deplete your energy. Family time deserves protection in our distracted age. Make these moments meaningful through full presence. Establish device-free dinners, screen-free car rides, and dedicated quality time to anchor our sense of time well spent. Eye contact creates authentic connection. Engaging others with soft yet sincere eye contact brings us into the present moment and creates a sacred space where time naturally expands. People operate at different time stamps, natural frequencies that may clash or harmonize with our own. Recognizing these time differentials helps us adjust our approach, using breath and voice cadence to enhance our interactions. Time prosperity isn't about better scheduling. It's about transforming our life experience. When we integrate these practices, time shifts from a scarce resource to an abundant medium for expressing our values. This transformation begins with presence. When fully engaged, whether working, playing with children, or watching clouds pass, time naturally expands. The practice of thinking, "I may never see this place again," activates this presence, bringing full attention to the moment. Certain life events stand out because we were fully present. By intentionally creating such moments through adventures, meaningful trips, or new experiences, we enrich our experience of time. Our relationship with mortality shapes our time experience. Imagining ourselves on our deathbed reveals what truly matters in our finite existence. True mastery comes from surrendering to time's nature. Time isn't a linear progression, but a field of possibilities we navigate through awareness. By expanding our consciousness, we become co-creators of our experience through attention and intention. In this dance between temporal and eternal lies time prosperity, experiencing time itself as the precious gift it is.